Hey everyone, this is Todd Cochran from Geek News Central at geeknewscentral.com and the host of the Geek News Central podcast. This is Friday, December 23rd, and is an interview with GoDaddy CEO Warren Adelman. I talk with Warren about their decision today to reverse course on supporting SOPA. I had about 10 minutes to prepare for this interview. I had sent an email off to GoDaddy asking for the interview, feeling I probably wouldn't get one until the following week because of the holiday. But they immediately responded and made Warren available to me. You're going to hear the interview in its entirety without any interruption or editing. So enjoy the interview and love to hear your feedback on GoDaddy's update on SOPA and their position. I do have a few disclaimers at the very beginning of the interview that you'll hear. I encourage you to get over to geeknewscentral.com and subscribe to my podcast where we talk about SOPA and other tech issues twice a week. I record the show every Monday and Thursday night with a Tuesday and Friday release. We produce over 731 episodes, including covering shows like CES and a variety of other commentaries. So get subscribed to the show, and I hope you this clears up some thoughts if you have had some more additional concerns on GoDaddy on their position on SOPA. Here's the interview.
Todd, it's Elizabeth. I'm here with Warren Adelman.
Hi, Elizabeth and Warren.
Hey, Todd, how you doing?
Hey, I'm doing great. And you guys had a exciting 24 hours. I guess probably that's the gentle way to put it, right?
You know, we're pretty sporty folks, so we're hanging in there.
Well, I just wanted to get you guys and talk to you for a few minutes about. What's been going on. And Warren, you're a little low on the volume, so if you make sure, I think you're on a speakerphone, get up close to that if you can. But as a way of
better?
Yeah, that's
better.
Yeah, much better. Hey, as a way of disclaimer here, because I am recording this for folks to kind of get your guys' side of the story beyond the press release. You guys are a sponsor of my show, and you have been for about 6 years, so I wanted to put that disclaimer out there before we got started. But you know, I think I woke up yesterday morning to a bombardment of email basically saying, hey, you know, GoDaddy is on record as being supporting of SOPA. And I was like, huh? So I went and kind of read the, you know, the web barrage that was going on. And obviously the stuff that kicked off on a few sites asking for a boycott. And, you know, I think the thing that surprised me is you were on a list with about 300 other companies. But somehow, you know, GoDaddy became the target for the day. And so as I was, I emailed off something to a rep there that I work with on a regular basis and said, hey, what's the PR response on this? What are you guys saying? And she sent me the links that everyone else was getting. So I was trying to figure out basically GoDaddy's rationale for supporting the bill. And honestly, in the beginning, it really didn't make a lot of sense to me. And so, you know, your press release today reverses that. And I guess a couple of things I want to ask is, you know, I'll let you guys talk here. I'm doing all the talking, but, you know, there was, when you guys went up and were talking with the folks at SOPA, what things were you guys trying to get changed? And, you know, what drove you guys to change your position and do the press release?
Well, you know, let's start here, Todd. Well, first of all, I've been in the position of CEO for exactly 1 week. And that gives, you know, really exactly 1 week. And that gives me the opportunity to look at this issue from a particular vantage point, right? And in the last 24 hours, I had the opportunity to look at it in that way. And what we saw was that, you know, we were getting feedback from our customers, many of whom are leaders in the internet and technology communities, and expressing their concerns about SOPA. And that made us go back and take a look at the legislation. Now, we've been involved in trying to make revisions to that legislation, and I think we mentioned this in the press release, around things like ensuring that our rights to free speech are preserved, ensuring the security and the stability of the DNS. And that's how we really got swept up in the support of SOPA through the introduction of these revisions or, you know, attempts at amendment to the language. But in looking at the feedback from the internet community and from our customers, it was clear to us that there just was not consensus in the internet community, and that led us to make a change in our position and step away from support of SOPA. And right now, what we want to do is let others express their opinions, provide their advocacy on the legislation, provide their feedback, take leadership positions, and we're going to step a little bit to the side and observe and orient around what the internet community in total is saying about this.
There had to be some concern on your guys' part where they could just come in and, you know, a rights holder could, through a basic letter saying, hey, I own this content, this is a site that it's on, and really without any due process, they could have ordered you, or you would have been required to alter a DNS server from resolving from a domain name to another website. Now, we know the U.S. government's been seizing .coms and .nets and .orgs for a year or two now, and there's been a lot of controversy around that, and with not a lot of due process going on. And, you know, probably 90 or 95% of those sites were, you know, acting inappropriately, but there's been a few sites that were taken down that probably shouldn't have been taken down. So I think, you know, what's happened is the internet community has been so concerned about the abuse of rights holders and their overreaction. You look at some of the DMCA stuff that's happened recently with, I wouldn't say false DMCA stuff being put in, but the DMCA process being abused, you know, with the DNS stuff that had to concern you guys, didn't it?
Well, listen, I think one of the things is that this is not a simple bill. There's a lot of complex issues in this bill. And one of the things that's clear, and we understand this now, you know, because we have worked on revisions to address some of these very issues about free speech, about the security of the stability of the DNS, about the ability of non-trademark holders to interact, is that what's really become clear to us is there needs to be a lot more understanding and education and learnings about this legislation. And that's part of the process now. That's why we want to step back and let others provide commentary and feedback and look at this legislation, because I think there's a lot of pieces of it that are misunderstood. And one of the things that this process of the last 24 hours has done has brought a lot more attention to the issue. And I hope that from this attention, people will dive into the legislation as it sits today with the amendments that have been made and start looking at it and providing their feedback and commentary to the current drafts. I think that'll all be very helpful for us.
I think, too, there's a certain amount of frustration in that people feel that writing their congressperson or their representative often is kind of just like, okay, we've done that, but we don't feel that they're listening. So I think this is where the action that the community reacted against you guys yesterday probably stems from. Don't you think that that folks are frustrated that their congressional reps are largely not listening? And so they say, okay, let's go after a big entity who has a bigger voice. You know, I would encourage you guys not to step back. I'd encourage you guys to stay active in the process. And, you know, big companies like GoDaddy are going to be the ones that are going to help ultimately persuade the congressional reps to, you know, to change their minds and fix this legislation or stop it and rebuild from scratch.
Well, let me answer a couple of things, Todd. First of all, I would say that this is only the tip of the iceberg of the reasons that individuals are concerned about or disappointed with Congress, right?
Yeah.
I think, you know, I've seen some of these have been done lately about Congress's sort of acceptance ratings, and I think everything indicates there are historical lows and that, you know, they couldn't get any worse. So I think there's lots of issues that American people in general are concerned about. You know, what I meant to say is, listen, we've been involved in legislation in the past. We were involved in legislation around preventing rogue pharmacies online that were obviously dangerous to consumers. We were involved in the Online Child Protection Act to protect our most vulnerable members of society. So what I want to say is that we've been involved, and we want to now listen to what other people have to say and sort of digest that.
Right.
And, you know, then it would be, and then we'll come to some additional conclusions. What was clear to us in this last 24 hours is that we needed to step back and listen to our customers, dive in, understand that there wasn't consensus, understand that, you know, the bill in its current format, the legislation in its current format wasn't ready, and then, you know, draw new conclusions. So, you know, we appreciate you saying that, and you know, we're glad to have listened to what everybody had to say.
Well, again, I thank you for, you know, taking a look at this, and I'm glad that you know, with the press release this morning, I'm glad that you've came to that consensus and had a chance to reflect on this. You know, the volume was pretty loud yesterday, and I'm sure your guys' call centers were busy. I just you know, I think what I'm trying again with this dialogue is to, you know, put a face behind the press release. You know, sometimes the press releases can be impersonal, and I think the more you guys get your story out and talk with folks like me, I think it's going to help, obviously. Yeah.
Listen, we're so happy to do it. I mean, we've really built our business on spending time with our customers. I mean, we have 2,000 customer care representatives answering the phone 24/7. We have a 24/7 social media team responding to questions on Twitter and Facebook, et cetera. So, you know, this is just part and parcel of who we are, spending time with our customers. And it's great to have the opportunity to speak with the community in such a direct way, Todd. So we appreciate it.
You know, one thing I will say, you know, give you guys credit is, you know, there's very few times that someone can reach out to someone at the top of the company and get an immediate response. You know, I've emailed you in the past on customer issues that you guys have had, and you've always been very responsive and forwarded it to the right group. And I think that's a good asset that you guys have in the company, and I'm glad to see that you're moving that forward. Warren, thanks for your comments. And I guess in closing, anything else to add?
No, I appreciate the format, you know, to be able to express the decisions that we've made. And, you know, one thing I'd say, Todd, is that just to follow on your comment is that at GoDaddy, we're all customer service representatives. So, you know, whether it's myself or anybody else in the company, we always take the opportunity to listen to our customers and speak to them.
If a consumer had a question or a concern, is there an email that you guys have set up or a direct email that we can send them to have their questions answered?
Yeah, I mean, I think a great address would be president@godaddy.com.
Okay.
Well, and they'll be able to respond to queries.
All right. Thanks, Warren, and thanks for taking time out of your busy schedule. Happy holidays, and enjoy your Christmas.
Thanks. Happy holidays. Merry Christmas, Todd.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.